first come to Christ, we can't wait to get to the house of the Lord. When we first become a believer, we don't arrive to church 5 minutes late. We arrive to church 30 minutes early. When I first became a Christian, I didn't even need a worship leader to tell me to lift my hands. Because of what God had done in my life, I couldn't help but lift my hands to God. How's your thinking? We got to get a check up from the neck up. We got to check our thinking. I want you to know that our thinking is a reflection of our worldview. How's our thinking? Touch someone next to you and say, how's your thinking? Because our thinking is an indicator of what's going on in our heart. Number two, the second indicator of what's going on in our heart is our company. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20 says, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. I remember when I first became a Christian, my senior pastor said to me, Daniel, if you want to be strong, I said, yes, sir, I want to be strong in the Lord. He said, if you want to be strong, you've got to hang out with the strong. There's something about getting around other people who are strong that brings strength to you. Have you ever hung out with people and when you leave them, you feel better about yourself? You feel like, man, they just spoke destiny into you. You feel like they've just added to the, you know, the call of God on your life. You know, you get around them and you know, your shoulders come back a bit more and your chest comes out a bit more. And, you get around them and there's something on that comes alive on the inside of you. Well, you know, that's a good person for you to hang around with. But the opposite's also true. Have you ever hung around with somebody who, at the end of the day, you feel totally drained? Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I need to have a holiday from this person. Yeah. Hello, anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And, you know, so we have to be careful and be aware of the company that we keep. Now, that doesn't mean we don't hang out with people. It doesn't mean we don't value people. It doesn't mean we stop loving people in any way. But it simply means that we are aware of who we feel comfortable with. Because who you feel comfortable with is an indication of what's going on in your heart. If you hang around with people that, you know, that are lukewarm for God, then what tends to happen is that we become lukewarm ourselves. Why? Because we're accepting their thinking and we're accepting what's going on in them. It's like a little bit like mud sticks. Have you ever hung around with someone and then you find yourself saying words that you don't normally say? And you go, where did that come from? Well, it came from them because you were hanging around with someone. You got to watch the company that you keep. Other people's attitudes stick. At the same time, it's not so much about a person that we're talking about as much as we're talking about a spirit. We're talking about a mentality. We're talking about an attitude. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 6, it simply says this, if a man does not work, he does not eat. This is a good passage of scripture for every person to know, especially in the church, because this literally talks about the fact that if we're going to be diligent and I guess eat well, then we must be diligent and working hard. I say to our staff all the time that when we come into the office on a Tuesday, as you know, coming into the office where we get the privilege of serving God and building his house, coming into the office on a Tuesday is not coming into a drop-in center where we're going to pray for your problems all day. It's not like that. It's not coming to a drop-in center. No, we do that. Now we will pray absolutely and we'll spend time and absolutely, we encourage absolutely. But, you know, coming together on a Tuesday in the office is not a drop-in center. It's a war room. We've come to do battle against the kingdom of darkness, and we've come to take ground for the kingdom of God. Yeah, we've come to move forward. It says here, if a man shall not work, he does not eat. People enjoy often a diet of praise, of worship, of all the different things. But if they don't contribute, then all they are consumers. And God has not called the church to be consumers. He's called us to be contributors. How do we know that? Because Jesus said himself, I did not come to be served, I came to serve. Now, contributing, you know, that doesn't, I mean, it's contributing, you know, in any way that you can with your capacity and all that kind of thing. So I'm not talking about everybody needs to come here next Saturday for a working bee. We're going to spend all day cleaning the church, although that may happen. No, just kidding. But what I am saying is that with what God's put in our hands, are we using that to the best of our ability? That's why I like hanging around people who are positive, people who are faith-filled. I like hanging around people who make the baby leap. The Bible speaks of two babies. In fact, they weren't even born. They were still embryos. And the Bible says that Elizabeth, who was the first cousin of Mary, got together in the same room. And they were both pregnant. They were both pregnant with destiny. And the Bible says that when they both came together, their babies began to leap in their spirit. Can you imagine that? Two pregnant women, here they go walking towards one another, and within their womb, their baby begins to leap. You want to make sure that you get around people who make that baby leap, who cause that dream to come alive. Last Sunday, I was so blessed because I heard Barbara stand up here. And Barbara began to talk about what God had done in her life. Well, guess that, what that does? That makes my baby leap. Touch someone next to you and say, God wants you to have a baby. Amen. Hey, we wanna make sure that we get around people who can speak life. We want to make sure we can get around people who encourage. We want to make sure that we get around people who can help us give birth to the baby. We want to make sure we don't hang around with people who try to take out the baby in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Point number three. The third spiritual indicator is the tongue. The tongue. Luke chapter 6 verse 45. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, whatever comes out of your mouth is a direct reflection of what's going on in our heart. Hey, what's coming out of your mouth? Are we listening to the words that are coming out of our mouths? Are the words that are coming out of our mouths edifying? Are they uplifting? Do they speak the truth with love? Or do they just speak the truth? Hey, what's your confession like as we head into 2019? Somebody said it. Big people talk about ideas. Average people talk about things. Small people talk about other people. Hey, are we talking about big things? Because we serve a big God? Are we believing God for great things? Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, there is power of life and death in the tongue. Think about that passage. There is power, the power of life and death in the tongue. Every word that we speak has creative power. Every word that we say creates something. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word became God. In verse 15, the Word became flesh. In other words, every word we speak takes on flesh. Another way of saying it is the life that you live today is a direct reflection of the words you spoke yesterday. So what are we building today? Hey, maybe for some of us, there have been things that have happened to us. Life happens to us. But we get to choose how we respond with our words. 2019, we're going to decide I'm leaving bygones and letting them be bygone. I'm letting the past be the past. I'm letting the dead bury the dead. And in 2019, I'm going to have a positive confession. In 2019, I'm going to speak words of faith and believe God that God has great things for me in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you believe God's got great things for you, you give him a great big shout all over this church. Come on. Come on. Genesis chapter 1 says the earth was formless and void. Darkness was over the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke. And out of God speaking, life came. Yeah, 2019, let's get a hold of this thing. If we can get a hold of our tongue, I tell you what, we can change our lives. And number four, if I could have the keyboardist join me. Number four. The fourth thing that is an indicator of our heart is our treasure. Our treasure. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where's your treasure at? Is God's house still your treasure? Are the things of God still your treasure? Are we passionate about the things of God? Do we give out of a cheerful spirit? The Bible says He loves a cheerful giver. Or do we give out of a spirit of toil and labor or works? Do we hold back what we once gave freely? Well, in 2019, let's commit to being a people who live by God's word. Let's open up our hearts before the Lord. King David said it like this. He said, search me, O Lord. Know my heart. Lead me in the way everlasting. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. This really is in many regards my life scripture. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. And as you add all of that, as you seek Him first, then God adds unto you. But how's your heart today? Are you going all in after Him? Because as you do, God will bless, and God will add. As you're aware of what's going on in your heart, then God will do great things in your life. About 6 years ago, Ratini and I were, I was the associate pastor at a church called Arise Church in Wellington, a place I was born, a place I thought I'd die. And there I was about 6 years ago, and we went on a sabbatical, so long service leave. And at that point, I'd been in full-time ministry for something like 12, 13 years. And so we were on sabbatical. And so we came on a sabbatical to Queensland. And as we came and we drove through this land, God spoke to my heart so clearly that we need to leave the place of our birth and venture to this place that we did not know anybody, did not know anything, to give birth to a dream. And that dream was a church. And so as we began this little journey, we sold things and we moved over. Tuma and Rachel moved over with us. And Alan and Emily Walker had moved here beforehand. In fact, they were like John the Baptist. They went beforehand to prepare the way of the Lord. And we met again in Queensland here. And so we came and God had given us a dream to give birth to a church. And, so we said goodbye to our friends and said goodbye to our family. And it was, it was a challenging time, but we knew that God was calling us. And so we came, and as we came, we began to make provisions. We had a rental property back in Lower Hutt, Wellington, and what we were looking to do was to sell that property and take the proceeds and bring it into the church here and help us start the church. And so what had happened was, we'd spent some considerable money on it, renovating it. Again, we're living here now. We've moved here to start a church. We don't know anybody. And out of our personal proceeds, we're making provision for the building of the church. And so then what happened was, we renovated it and we went to sell it. And on the eve of selling the house, we had 3 verbal offers to buy the house, by the way. And we would have had made it, and we're getting set to make a good profit. And what had happened was, on the eve of selling that house, some teenagers broke into it and they torched the house to the ground. And they burned this house. And I wasn't, that concerned. I mean, because, we had insurance. Sure, it's not great news, but no one was hurt. House is insured. And we'll be fine. But what we discovered was that during the period of the renovation, there was a storm in Wellington, so the renovation took longer than it was supposed to. And because of the the length of that renovation, the insurance was cancelled. So in one moment, we've left everything we know, everyone we know, to come to this land that we don't know anyone. And we had planned and a provision to build the church. And in one moment, that whole thing burned up in fire. And there we were. We're saying, well, God, you called us here. Lord, we know that you've called us here. So why is this happening? And at that moment, I had a heart crisis. A crisis of faith. You know, I mean, in one moment, we'd literally gone from, you know, positive to negative in one moment, in one fire. And here we were about to give birth to a church. And so I remember getting that phone call. In fact, it was on the eve of birthing the church with the 20 people that we knew. It was in September, and we were having this little prayer meeting, this little gathering before we launched the actual church. And I remember getting that phone call just as I was about to walk into that meeting. How many know that the devil is a liar? And there I was about to walk into this meeting, got this phone call, and I remember it still clear as day. Ratini and I were sitting, we were in our ensuite, in our bathroom, got the phone call. And Tini falls to her knees, says, what are we going to do? And I said to her, darling, I don't know what we're going to do, and I don't know what it was. Well, all I know now, it must have been the grace of God. And because in that moment, I felt the Spirit of God come upon me. So I don't know what we're going to do, but we're not going to let the devil win another day in our lives. And we walked into that meeting, and we had a move of God, all 20 of us. And then this church was birthed literally out of the fire. And so I'd love to say that, you know, that the whole thing miraculously was fixed, because that would be a great story, wouldn't it? How many know there are stories like that, but not every story is like that. So what happened was, for the next 2 years, we were engaged with lawyers, engaged with the ombudsman. We were engaged with conversations with insurance companies for 2 years while we gave birth to a church. Isn't it amazing to think that, I mean, in the church there was life, but in our personal lives it was like there was death? And the church grew, and the church continued to grow, and by the grace of God, people continued to get saved. But in our own lives, we were walking through personal fire. And then what happened was, about 2 years later, we came to a resolution, and we came to an agreement. And around about the same time, we were looking around in the area where we live, and we were looking to buy some land, and we went to look, and I was looking around for this piece of land, and I went to the real estate agent. I said, how much is this piece of land? And she told me, and it was a lot less than what it was worth. And I said to her, why has no one bought it? She says, I'm not sure really. I said, great, I'll buy it today. And so we bought that land. And I want you to know that in that one transaction, 2 years later, that everything we'd lost in the fire, God gave it back to us 2 years later in that one transaction. And I want to encourage someone today. Seeking God does not mean that everything falls together all the time necessarily. Putting God first in your life does not mean that it's going to be a bed of roses every day. But sitting back now, looking at what the Lord has done, seeing what the Lord has brought us through, I wouldn't change it, wouldn't have it any other way. And maybe you're here today and you've been walking through some fires in 2018. I'm believing that in 2019, whatever the devil tried to steal from you, God's going to give back to you double fold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, if you believe that, give God a great big shout. If you believe in that, give God a great big praise all over this church. And if you're here today, and if you're here and you're saying, I don't have a right relationship with God, I don't have my own relationship with Jesus, I've been hearing you talk about God, but I don't understand what exactly that means for me personally. And maybe you're here today, you're saying, I know church. The question today is, do you know Christ? And maybe you're here today and you're saying, look, yeah, there were some things that have distracted me. There were some things that have got me, that have derailed me. But today, on the last Sunday of 2018, I'm making a decision. I'm going to get my heart right with God. I'm making a decision that 2019, I'm going to step into it. And I'm going to step into it with favor. I'm going to step into it with blessing. I'm going to step into it with the joy of the Lord in my heart and in my life. In Jesus' name. And if that's you, if you're in any of those categories, or maybe even the last one is you're just here, you're saying, look, it's time for me to get plugged into a church. It's time for me to get plugged into this church. It's time for me to put my stake in the ground and say, yeah, that's for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And if that's you, then in a moment, I'm going to ask every eye to close and every head to bow. And in a moment, I'm going to pray. And I'd love to pray with you. And if you're here today saying, look, yeah, you know, Dan, include me in that prayer, then in a moment, when I ask you to close your eyes and bow your heads, I'm going to pray and I'm going to count to three. And if that's you, just all I want you to do is slip your hand up and say, yep, include me in that prayer, because I need to get right with God. Include me in that prayer, because I've got to get some things right in my heart. Include me in that prayer, because this is my church and I'm getting ready to be a contributor, and I'm getting ready to be a part of what God is doing right here. And if that's you, in a moment, all I want you to do is lift your hands. And as you lift your hands, you're saying yes to a clean slate. You're saying yes to a new beginning. You're saying yes to a fresh start. Would you close your eyes and bow your heads all over this room? If you're here today, you don't know Jesus. If you're here today, you're not right with God. If you're here today, you're saying, yeah, look, it's time for me to go. Put my stake in the ground. Say, yeah, this is me. I'm all in for God. Then with every eye closed, every head bowed, nobody moving. If that's you, then all I want you to do in a moment is slip your hand up. And I'll see your hand and you can put it down. Maybe you're here in this room and you're saying, well, I've been to church before, I've done this and I've done that before. And I've done a bunch of things that God couldn't forgive me for. And friend, I want you to know that if you were the only person on planet Earth, Jesus still would have died just for you. And His cross and His grace is enough for you. There's nothing He can't forgive you for. So if that's you, in a moment, when I get to three, I want you to slip your hand up in the air and say, yes, include me in that prayer. The Bible says when you confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, you are saved. So with every eye closed, every head bowed, if that's you here today, you're not right with God. Maybe you're a Christian, you feel distant from God. Maybe you're here today, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Maybe you're here today, you're saying, look, this is my church. I'm coming home. Then when I get to three, lift your hand all over this room. I'll see it. You can put it down. Once I see it. One, you don't know Jesus. Two, you're not right with God. Or maybe you're saying, look, I need to make this my church. Three, lift your hand all over this room. God bless you. God bless you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Others, join these amazing people. And say yes to God. God bless you, ma'am, at the back there. 10. Join these amazing people and say yes to God. Say, hey, I'm coming home. I'm not gonna lose sleep and lose peace another night. Tonight I'm making my peace. Today I'm making my peace with God. And I'll give my heart to Him. 2 more seconds right across this room. 1 more second. Thank you, Jesus. Would you just open your eyes and look towards me one moment? Can we put our hands together for all these amazing, amazing, amazing people? Amazing people. Amazing people. There are so many of you, and I'd love the opportunity to shake your hand and meet your person. So we're going to do one last thing before we bring the service to a close. In a moment, everybody's going to stand, and our worship team are going to lead us in a worship song, one of the worship songs that we sung today. And what will happen is as they stand and as we sing, here's what I want you to do if you lifted your hand for any and every reason. I want you to do something incredibly brave and just slip out of your seat and come to the front. And as you come to the front, I'll shake your hand and we're going to pray for you and believe God has some incredible things for your life. Maybe you're here saying, look, oh, far out, I don't know anybody, this is a big decision. Why are you making me walk to the front? Friend, I want you to know that you are surrounded by a whole company of people who have done this before. And by the way, when you come, here's what they're going to do. They're going to clap. They're going to cheer for you. They're going to celebrate for you and with you, knowing that you are making the most significant decision of your entire life. And so what we're going to do in a moment, again, the team are going to lead us in song. All I want you to do is, if you lifted your hand for any and every reason, just come into the front and stand here in a line, face me, just stay here and we'll pray. And I believe God's going to do something incredibly powerful. Is that okay, church? Can we do that, church? I said, can we do that forward, church? Great. Come on, would you stand to your feet? Would you stand to your feet? We're going to worship. And if you lifted your hand, you come. And come on, everybody else. Let's give him a great big cheer. Let's give him a great big awesome hand. Good job. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's put our hands together for our brothers and sisters. God bless you. God bless you.
I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the
amazing,
overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, amen. It chases me down, fights till I'm found.
Why don't you worship with us, church?
Sorry. We're going to pray. And if you're standing at the front here, I want you to lift both hands to heaven. Church, I want you to know there are people standing at this altar here who are literally weeping. And God is moving in their lives. Church, would you reach out your hands towards every person? And we're going to pray. And if you're at the front with your hands lifted, I want you to pray this prayer after me. I want you to repeat these words. The whole church is going to pray this prayer together. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you
for your reckless love.
For your reckless love.
That you loved me.
That you loved me
so much.
So much.
You died on the cross.
You died on the cross.
And rose again.
And rose again.
To forgive me.
To forgive me.
Of my sin.
Of my sin.
From today on.
From today on.
I'm going for you.
I'm going for you.
I'm giving you my heart.
I'm giving you my heart.
I'm giving you my life.
I'm giving you my life.
From today on.
From today on.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm living for you.
I'm living for you.
I'm holding on to you.
I'm holding on to you.
Because you always held on to me.
Because you always held on to me.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father, bless every person who's prayed this prayer. Father, touch every heart and every life. Oh God, even right now, I pray and thank you that you're doing a deep work. Right now, I pray. I thank you that you're healing lives right across this auditorium. I thank you right now for what you're doing. Oh God, I thank you for a fresh start. And Lord, I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you, Lord God, for heart alignments and heart adjustments. I thank you, Lord God, that you take us just the way we are, but you leave us too much to leave us where we are. And so today, God, I pray your hand be upon every person. I pray and thank you for what you're about to do in terms of generational blessing. We break every generational curse and we declare from this moment on, and every person standing here, generational blessing that would come to their children, their children's children, and their children's 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 children in the name of Jesus. We declare blessing. We declare freedom. I declare liberty. I declare prosperity. I declare your favor. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said,
amen.
Come on, church. Can we put our hands together for these amazing, amazing, amazing people? Amazing. We're so proud of you all. Just over here to my right is our beautiful Deb. And Deb is our integration leader here at Forward Church in Logan. And here's what I'd love for everyone to do. And I know some of you are part of this church already, and some of you are here, you know, and new. Here's what I'd love to do. Every person at the front, I'd love for you to just turn and follow Deb. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that you've got a Bible, that that you can read. We want to make sure that you've got somebody that can, you know, get alongside you. We want to make sure we can pray with you and pray for you. And so if you just allow the team just a couple of minutes, and there's a few other leaders who are going to go as well, just allow them to do that with you. And again, we'll pray specifically for you. Then you know, just be a couple of minutes, you can come back and join the service, and that'd be absolutely fantastic. So everybody, would you mind just turning and following Deb right over here? Give us a wave, Deb. There you go. Everybody turn that way, and everybody walk and follow Deb. And as you do, come on, church, can we give them a great big hand as they go? Come on, let's give them a great big hand. Come on. Hey, I tell you what, there's a party going on in heaven right now. I tell you what, this is amazing what God is doing. Hey, I want to encourage you next Sunday. It's going to be an amazing Sunday. Pastor Tarun is preaching, and he's got an amazing message, amazing word to share. I want to encourage you to do everything you can to invite a friend. Turn to someone next to you and say, invite a friend. Invite a friend. And bring someone who needs the love of God. Bring someone who needs to hear the life-giving message of Jesus. And I believe God's going to do something powerful. And maybe you're here today and you're saying, look, you know, I'd like to get involved, I'd like to connect. Then please come and hang out at the Next Steps table. We'd love to see you and love to connect with you after the service. But we're going to praise God one last time. All right, take it away, team.
Let's do it. This is our last chance for 2018 to lift up some praise at Forward Church. So let's make it good. Oh, you are God, and we lift you up. We'll keep singing.